You should have two pages, starting from Amud Tzadichas. Next page to start with Kuf. We're continuing the phase and the salad. Okay, we're starting from page Tzadichas on the bottom. Perek Yud Aleph, Midas Hakara Tatoiva, Elisha Hanavi Vashunamis. This is from Rabbi Brent the Sefer, Lel Shimurim on Pesach. I was Baruch Hashem in New York 2 days ago, Tuesday. And I was by Rabbi Brevda, and I told him what we're doing by the next Malachim class. I said I already have the photocopies made. And, okay.
What is that?
He was very excited. Okay. Midas Hakar Tatei Belisha Navi Vashunamis. V'inei. La'el Kasavnu. This happens to be a very big mimer or inyan. You see on the top, it's called Hashminias Kailech, which goes for, I don't know, Ayin Test, about 50 pages. And mostly the idea is an inyanim of Hakarat HaTayv. Has to do with the idea of Pesach. Obviously it goes on to tangents, like over here, it goes into the whole parsha of Elisha and the Shunamis, but that's the idea. So he says, V'nei le'el kasavnu sh'amaminim sh'tafkid ha'adam hu li'ois naisin u'makriv me'atzmai tavit. Maminim believe that the tafkid of a person is to be a naisin, to give. To give from themselves constantly. V'loy lidrei shulekabel. Ki ein ha'olam v'akadosh baruch hu chayavim la'ikum. If a person really understands what's going on in the world and is truly ma'amin in the Rabbeinu shel Olam, he has to realize that his job in this world is payback, to give, to be makriv. Not to ask. Not to ask for yourself. Ki ein ha'olam v'akadosh baruch hu chayavim la'ikum. Because no one, not the world, and not the Rabbeinu Shalom for sure not, are not obligated anything to you. The entire mimer starts off with ma'ashiv la'ashem kol tag mulai aloi, that the Radak says, the kol tag mulai, everything that Hashem gave to me, aloi l'shalem. It's upon me to pay back. But ma'ashiv la'ashem, how is it possible for me to do it? A person has to have the hargasha that he has received so much that it's almost impossible for him to pay back. Olai l'ashlim. But the Rebbeinu Shalom, David HaMelech is saying and tell him that I'm obligated to try my best to pay back as much as I could for what the Rebbeinu Shalom gave me. So kasher heimekavu made the taiva mimanu yisbarach. Now I see on the first page that the entire left side there is like a couple of letters missing the whole way down. So you'll have to fill it in on your own. The other pages are okay pretty much. So kasher heimekavu made the taiva mimanu yisbarach. I'm ibnei Adam. The last word is Adam. That when people in this world who understand that no one owes them anything, when they do get something, whether it's from Hashem or from other people, heim marbim lahoidos ulashabeach ulahafsik toivo tomit. They are marba to be moida and to be mishabeach, to thank and to praise, and always to be machsik toivo constantly to whoever gave them the toivo. Umitzamtzim l'shalim toiva tachas toiva. And they do their best and they strengthen themselves to go and pay back for the toiva that they receive. Uparshas Elisha hanavi v'isha shunamis l'amdeinu das. The last word over there is das. L'aleches v'darkam shel tzadikim. It will teach us how to go, how tzadikim act. Machzikei toiva, how tzadikim feel hakaras ha'toiv. How tzadikim al mishalmei toiva tachas toiva. Hinei, Lifnei parsha Ashunamis, yeshna parsha amonas oivadja hatzadik, matzil neviye Hashem. Before the parsha of the Shunamis, is the parsha of the amana of Oivadja who saved the neviye Hashem, asher hanoisha Yehoram ben Achav, the last word is hanoisha, Yehoram ben Achav bol lakachas eshne yilada. As we saw, Vatitzak el Elisha al Tzarasa, so she cried out to Elisha, V'na'asa la'neis al yedei Elisha. And through Elisha, she had the neis, Vatamalias kol ha'kelim ha'rekim shel shcheinah, me'osuch ha'shemen, shehaya la'vivayis. And she was able to fill up, as we said, all the empty kelim that she borrowed from the small, the keli she had in her house, from the little shemen she had in her house, vatimkar sa shemen, she sold it, vatshalm l'noisha, she was able to pay back, vatsbanach yesa v'noisha, and she was able to live off the rest of it. Ula'achar ha'neis hazeh. So after this neis, the pasuk says, "Vayi hayom, vayavar Elisha el shunam, v'sham isha gedol, pirish haradak, chashuva." What's an isha gedola? We said this radak, balas nechasim. She was rich, ubalas hashem, and she had a name for herself. Batafsik boylech olechem, and she wanted him to come eat there. Vayi midei avroi yosur. Shama lecha lecha. So, and as the pasuk says, whenever he would pass by, so then he would go there. The sefer Kimu v'Kiblu, and the sefer Kimu v'Kiblu, which is his sefer on Purim, Kasapti Bani, I wrote, Sheyesh lefarish bozeh al pi. Mashakas of Zal, Kaltevasam Shavishoim Eina Elora Eitel Tzadikim. Chazal and Yavamas tell us that even the Taiva of Rishoim is Ra for Tzadikim. Ki, the last word there is Ki. Ki Harishoim Kavanatam Ra Umakshavasam Tmeya. Rishoim, their Kavana is for evil. Their Makshava is Tamei. When they do a taiva for a tzaddik, ozai aleph zayin yod, ozai kedushas nishmas hatzaddik margisha ezuhamos kavanas harasha. When the tzaddik receives something from the rasha, his tar, his kadosh, his kedusha, his neshama is able to feel. When he receives the tumah from the rasha, the kavana that is, has a tumah to it, a zuama, a shmutz, a dirt to it, he feels it. Valkein nafshai katz ba, and therefore he's disgusted with it. The taivas and rishayim are raw for me because I may be getting a taiva, but with the along with the taiva coming a lot of tumah that I'm not interested in. The idea, the Chazal say, the carbon of a rasha is a tayeva. It's rinya carbon, but the kavana and all the rest of it that comes along with the carbon is disgusting. So it's the same idea. He's doing a taiva for me, but what comes and gets injected into the kedusha of my neshama is his tuma, and therefore tayvasam shal rishayim is ra. Amnam, however, tayvasam shal tzadikim. Taiva hi eitz al tzadikim. But the taiva of tzadikim, that when other tzadikim receive it, it's taiva. Ki kol kavanosam b'kdusha v'tahara l'shem shamayim. When a tzadik does a taiva, his kavanah is l'shem shamayim. His kavanah is b'kdusha v'tahara. Valkein, and therefore, nishmas ha-tzadik, the neshama of the tzadik. Hamikabel, who's receiving the taiva, margisha, he feels vinenis, and he benefits umisadenes mikdushas vitaras hataiva shekivla. Adarabah, a tzaddik, when he receives more Kedusha, he feels the Kavanah, the Kedusha, and the Tahara that comes with the Taiva, it's a Nachas Ruach for him. His Neshama feels an Adinus, it feels Gishmak. Umikevan Kaf Yud Vav Nun Shalisha Hanavi Isha Likim Kadosh. Elisha Hanavi was an Isha Likim. Kishachal Pam Rishoina Milachma Shel HaShunamis. The first time he ate from the bread of the Shunamis, so he received the Taiva from her. Hirgish Balechem Es Tayar Kavanasa. He was able to feel in the bread as he ate it the Kavan of her giving. He was able to feel her Kavana, her Kedusha, the Tahara, her L'shem Shamayim, that she was giving it to him. Therefore, Alkei Midei Avra Yasser Sham Alecha Alecha. That's why he came back. Because it was a Geshmak for him, not because of the bread was a Geshmak for him. The Taiva that she was doing for him, the Yer Shamayim, the Tayar that he received, so therefore he came back. Ulefizeh, what's the point of this? Why do we need to know this? What's the difference if Elisha went there all the time to eat? If Elisha constantly went, remember, he didn't have a place yet to stay there. He was just coming to eat, so what's he coming back for? Why don't you eat wherever he stays if he would always come to the city? Or if he didn't stay there, so he'd just go through. The Teretz says, we're seeing from here already that if Elisha came back, that means he was margish, that the Shunamis was miskavenes l'shem shamayim, v'loy l'shem hanos atzma. And it wasn't for her own personal benefit of feeding the Isha Likim, that she's going to be honored by the next dinner for feeding the Isha Likim. Adrab, her kavana was purely for the mitzvah l'shem shamayim. So that's the hakdama to the entire parsha. Batoimer Elisha. So she tells her husband, "Inenu yadati ki shalikim kadoshu oiver aleinu tamid." I know that the ishalikim, who is a kadosh, is constantly coming. Nasenu alias kirkatano, v'nasim loishamita v'shulchan v'chisei u'menoira. V'haya v'vaye aleinu yaser shama. So see what I said before in the name of the Chazanish. Someone who truly has a taiva, has a desire to be mative to someone else, not for themselves but for the other person. Charad Ulai leikala elamataru lefi ruach re'eyu. He's always nervous. Perhaps he didn't do it to the fullest degree of taiva for the person who's receiving it. Doing a taiva for someone else is that they should feel the taiva, not what you decide the taiva is. So if you're doing it for your own gratification, so you do it for yourself. Who cares if the other person is really happy or not? But if you're doing it fully for the person who's receiving it, so therefore, says the Chazon Ish, the way to tell if that's really happening is, are you nervous that you're doing it to his fullest benefit? L'fi ruach re'eyu, that he should get the best out of it. Ayin shom.
What is that
word? It's just ayin and a shin with like Rosh Tevis, but it stands for ayin shom. Look over there. V'ashunamis hazois choshko leheitiv im hanavi Elisha tovo shleima. This shunamis, it wasn't enough for her just to give bread to Elisha. She wanted to give him an atava shleima, a full, complete taiva. V'yadon she knew she'ish Elohim kadosh kamayu, that a holy person like him, ein darkei b'kodesh lishkain im hamayin ha'am. It's not his derech to go and stay just with regular people. He's an ish kadosh. He's a different type of person. He can just hang out with anyone. Vitzarich cheder. He needs a room. Lisboidet. Boy levad. That he should be able to be there on his own. So therefore, Her taiva was to do a complete taiva for him. It wasn't enough just to feed him. She wanted him to have something that to him is a taiva, that it's necessary for him. What does he need? He needs a place to stay. He doesn't shouldn't have to stay in the motel together with everyone else. Vayi ayoyim vayavay shama vayasir elo aliyah vayishkab shama vayoymer el gechazi Narai, so he told Gehazi, Krala Shinamis Hazois, Vayikrala, Vatamilifana, Vayarmila, Emer Na Eleha, tell her, Hine Charata Elenu, Katkala Charada Hazois, you did this big tircha for us, Malaseis Lach, Hayesh Lidaber Lach El Hamelech. Oh, El Sar HaTzava. What can we do? You need to talk to the king. You have to talk to the general. Hine. B'noyeg Shabaylam. The midig in the world is, Kasheish Kadesh Balair, when a holy person comes to a city, Ubiprat, and especially, Bal Maifis Payal Yeshua, it's not just an Ish Kadesh, a person is able to pull off Maifsim, perform Maifsim, bring Yeshua's, Mitzcharim ko bali habatim etayna. Everyone in the city fights with each other. Ola yaniach tzadik zes roisha. Right, like the stones fought. Ola yaniach tzadik, the same idea. Let him stay by me. Everyone's fighting over the ishalikim. Whoever comes, the baal maifis, the rabbi, everyone's fighting. They should stay in his house. Klaimer shiyalin bevesa. Ulefi dais and shobriyas. And if he has people. Kishatzadik oimed linsaya. Samakvavayan at the end there. When the tzadik's ready to leave, mi beisa shalamareh, from the house where he was staying, mi tzarek lahaydis lemi, who has to thank who? Hatzadik lamareh, does the tzadik have to thank his host? Oy hamareach latzadik, or does the host thank the tzadik? There's a word missing at the end there, al. Alzeh shehenik loy et aschus v'askulo lahafzik b'veisa ish chadash. Or does the host have to thank the tzaddik for giving him the opportunity to host in his house the schus, the skula to have in his house this ish chadash? Well, that's ha'amayim. According to, if you'd ask most people in the street, b'vadai tzarech ha'mareach lohaydes mayim l'tzaddik. The host has to thank the tzaddik for giving him the opportunity to bring this kedusha into his house. He had a choice between all the people in those cities to stay by, and he stayed by this person. So the host should thank the tzaddik. Vein oyle al daitin shal bria is lachshev shal tzaddik chayev lahaftik toivu lema'archa. No one thinks that the tzaddik has to have akaris ha-toiv to the one to his host. V'chi chaser mekayma is lalun haya. Why does he have to have akaras hatayv for the host? He didn't need the host. He had 100 other houses that were just welcome, had the red carpet out. The question was which red carpet to choose. Halekulam ratzu lachzikoy b'simcha v'islavus. Everyone was coming and they wanted to have him with simcha, with islavus. Ba'adarabba, taiva gedayla asa tzadik imzeh. Who did the taiva? The tzadik. He did a taiva. That he chose him. So the host should thank the tzaddik for choosing him. However, if that's what people think, that's incorrect. That's not the das of the Torah. That the host has to thank the tzaddik for choosing him and allowing him to be his host.
You should thank the person for being at your house.
Well, of course, you can thank the person, but he's just trying to say that it's not a one-way street. It's not, if you look at who's the one... Right. Well, yeah.
Not the Balabai shouldn't think.
Well, of course, the Balabai could think that too, right. But that's not the focus is not just the Balabai is thanking the Reach. The Reach also has to thank the Balabai. Yeah, he's not giving Musa the tzaddik. He's trying to give an hashkafa of what the hamoyin, how you should look at the situation. When you look at the situation, immediately in your mind, who's the one who has to say thank you? Of course I have to thank you, but at the end of the day, who's the one who has to have the more hakaras hatayis? The reach or the balabais or the host? So most people would say, he's the host. The host has to, because the tzaddik didn't really need anything. There were 100 people. He didn't need this person. There's 100 other people who would have given it to him. He had a place to stay either way. The hostess says, thank you for choosing him. The tzaddik, did he really receive much from him? He wouldn't have got it from him. Someone else would have given it to him. He had a place. He's trying to give a shkaf on how to look at the situation. Who was Elisha? Elisha was a noisein, a makriv me'atzmai. He's not one of those people who wants to get. He asks for things. He demands things. Margish b'chol levavoi haratzayin v'hachayva l'haydais u'lehafzik tayva u'leshalim tayva l'chol ha'meitiv imoy. His natural intuition is to give. If he received, he has to reciprocate to the nth degree. The chalavava, he feels the ratzin, the will, and the obligation to thank, to be master taiva, and to pay back. Not only in feeling, gamistakil ba'ayin nidiva la taiva shakibo me'ashunamis. Not only that, when he looks at the taiva, he doesn't look at it just as is, he looks at it with the ayin nidiva. Aliyas Kir Katana, what did she give him? A small little place with a bed and a kise and a menorah. Umisyaches alea ki ilu asa toiv gadol l'shein kamayu. And it sounds like she built him his own mansion to live in. Hinecharadzai leinu es kolach harada hazai, this entire major deal you did. What'd she do? She put a little wall or upstairs, whatever she did. And it says in the pasuk, ki katana, it's small. The pasuk tells you it wasn't a major affair. So, besides for the argasha he has to pay back and to give and to reciprocate, when a tzaddik looks at a taiva, to him the taiva, there's no such thing as something small. It's the biggest taiva in the world. Like the Gemara says, a reach taiv mahu aimer. What does a good guest say? He says that everything the Baal HaBayis did, he did it all for me. He's cooking and he's baking. He really has a family, 14 other people at the table, but everything was for me. My Akara Zatayv has to be as if everything was for me. I look at the little taiva, I had a little bit to eat, and there was major platters on the table for all the other people there, and his whole B'nai Bayis. Ireach Taiv says, it was all for me. Ireach Ra, the Gemara says, if you're a bad Ireach, you say, what do you do? He had all family he had to cook for anyways. Me, another piece of chicken, what was the big deal? It wasn't nothing, it didn't take him a second. That's an Ireach Ra. Both of them are talking about the same exact story. There was the same amount of people involved, the same amount of cooking, and the same amount of tircha. The question is, the Ireach Taiv, when he looks at it, any little thing, as if it was the biggest thing in the world, behind the diva. And that's how I have to be machzik taiva. The Ireach Ra, he looks at it and says, what was the big deal? You don't have to do anything. Throw an extra potato into the jar, an extra piece of chicken, doesn't make any difference. If there's so much left over, then anyways, you probably didn't even have to add extra for me. That's an Ireach Ra. Both of them are talking about the same situation. The question is, how do you look? You look with an Ayin Taiva, or you look with an Ayin Ra? So besides for the idea that he wanted to be the nice saint, he looked at it with an Ayin Nidiva. Small little thing was if she built a mansion and furnished it and gave him everything that's possible for luxury. That's how he viewed the little taiva that she did. So that's why he said, I'm going to have to pay you back. Malat eslach. But he met his match, Elisha. Who did he meet? He met the Shunamis. Abna Mashunamis gam hi meha noisim ha makrivim. She was also from the noisim and the makrivim. Veloi meha darshim ha makavlim. She also wasn't those who wanted for herself. Okay, eina machzika shum taiva la'atzma kol ma'sheitiva melisha. She didn't do anything. She's here to give, and she gave. I don't get it. I want anything in return. To give, to be mative, which by the way is not an Indian ruchni. I'm not eating gashmi, I'm sorry. Your guf says, give me, don't give anyone else. That's part of the fight between the guf and the neshama. The neshama wants to be mated, to give to others. The neshama wants to go and give, to be makir from itself, to be makir toiv. Hakaras hatoiv is an Indian ruchni. Like if you just have gashmias or just be your guf says, halitaini no. Pour and pour and pour and give and give. And shalach shali and shali shali, that's what the guf says. And the neshama says, no, shali shalach and shalach shalach, I just want to give, I want to give, I want to give. Hakaras hatayva is the inyan ruchni. Your neshama doesn't want, your guf doesn't want to give. So she was from these people who understood that tafkir ha'adam ba'ilam hazeh is to be an ish ruchni. An ish ruchni is to give to others, la'ayti v'mabriyas. Not, and not just anyone who be prat in kedoshi Hashem kigoyin Elisha Hanavi. Umi idea and yotza yedei chayvasa b'mashasa. She's always nervous, like the Chazon Ish says. She's nervous. Maybe I didn't even do it. I didn't do it to my fullest degree, to my the best way possible for him. Achas v'shalom like kalam atarul if yiruchay shal tzadik kamayu. Valzehi charada. That's what she's afraid. She's not looking for payment. Adarabba. She's nervous. Maybe she didn't even do it well. She didn't do it properly. If that's true, vim kein lo magia lo shum hatava, for the very fact that she doesn't want anything, she's supposed to give. And especially even after she gave, so she might say, okay, she gave. Well, you got a pat on the back. But who says I did it correctly? Who said I did it to my fullest potential? For what I could do, for what he needs. You're going to be giving machzik taiva if I didn't even do a good job? But kavachaymer shi loy tevake shi yasa lo shum dover yeshua lamayla me'atava. This is to ask for payment, money, something in this world. But for to get something above and beyond, to ask for a nace, to ask for a, something, l'mayla mederech hateva, that means that something's coming to me. If you, to have the, to be able to ask for someone to give you something, l'mayla mederech hateva, you have to at least feel, you, the person has to go very much out of their way. So that for sure, she didn't think she deserves. Remember, we pointed out she didn't ask for a son. Why didn't she ask? The Teretz is she wasn't asking for anything. She wasn't asking for something. She didn't even have a havamina. She didn't even think for a moment. She doesn't have to go on her own and ask. He's offering her the opportunity to ask whatever she wants. And she leaves. Now Elisha's stuck. He's from the Naisnim. She's from the Naisnim. So what do they do? They had a standoff here. She's not just from the Naisnim. She doesn't want anything. And she leaves. She's done. You're offering me? I'm out of here. B'saycham y'anoichi Shabbos. Goodbye. So he says, so she says she doesn't want anything. Elisha, he can't stop there. Who cares what she doesn't want? I have to give. Ki Elisha b'yoyis me'anoisnim v'amakrivim lo'inach v'lo'ishokat achiyashim lo'tayva takas tayva. There was no way he could rest. There was no way he could feel comfortable until he paid back. If someone gave me something, I have to be paying back. There's no way he's going to remain a Baal Chayv to someone. The Yeser Al Kain, and even more than that. Earlier he talked about the parsha of Racha with the Meragli, with the Meraglim of Yeshua. That if a person is mekabel toiva from his friend, he has to pay back chesed v'emes. What's emes? Emes hu agmul sheyishalem avor tevasoi. Emes means someone gave you a taiva, you pay back for that taiva. Gmul hashav l'taiva shekibel. It's emes. I owe it to you. It's true. I owe it to you. You gave me something, I give you something back that's similar to that taiva that I got. Emes means I'm paying back what I owe. But when you pay back, you don't just pay back emes. You have to pay back chesed and emes. It says over there in Parak Beis that she said, Hishavana liba Hashem. Rachel said, swear, Ki asisi malchem chesed, vasisim gam atem in beis avi chesed. I did chesed with you, yishnu chesed with me. And let us live. And what did they answer? When Hashem is going to give us the land, vasinim cha chesed ve'emes. She was just asking, the words chesed over there, when she was asking, were just repayments for the chesed. But they answered back, that's emes. To give you back repayment is emes. We're going to give you chesed ve'emes. We're going to give you more. Right? So, Leimer, Toyve Yoyser Gedoyla Mimasha Kibu Mimenu. Kiu Lechatchila Kibu Mechavere Chesed. Dover Shaloi Haya Chayavloi. They received the chesed. Chesed means something that I don't owe. If I initiate the chesed, I'm giving chesed. It's something that's not owed. However, once you receive the chesed, when you pay me back, what are you paying back? You're paying emes now, because now you owe me. If you give chesed ve'emes, that means you're paying back plus more. That they were teaching the idea of Akaras HaTayv is a repayment not just of chesed for chesed, which means emes, you have to pay back chesed ve'emes.
Can I make a comment?
What?
Can I make a comment?
Sure.
I know somebody, his it's his brother. Every time when the person sent to him the Shabbos, he says the Shabbos is here.
Shabbos is here. So it's just three mites of it. So, okay, Miss Amet Alisha Ladas, Ezit Toyve Gidoylo Yechayla Lathis Law, Apa Pishi Yenim Vakeshes. So Alisha's not even just looking to pay back what he received. Even if he builds it up in his mind to the biggest Harad to learn is called Harad Azais. But at the end of the day, there is what you received. He obviously didn't get a mansion. He knows that. Even if in his mind, he has to deal with it as if it was the biggest mansion in the world. But he'll pay back a taiva for taiva. But that's not Elisha. Elisha's looking to pay back chesed ve'emes, to pay back both. He wants to do a taiva gedoyla. And even if she doesn't want it, that's her business. My business is to pay back. So that's why Gechazi, what's Gechazi run? Bishlama, the Shunam, as if she would have asked. So that's for her. She knows she needs a ben, so she asks for a ben. She doesn't want anything. Now, if someone doesn't want anything, you at least want to give them a token of your appreciation. So you go buy them, I don't know, chocolate-covered popcorn, right? Right? That's you buy them, right? I don't know if anyone appreciates it anymore, but that's what you buy them, right? But you don't go out and buy them a diamond ring. And even if they do want payment, so then you're ready to get a little bit more nervous what to pay them. She doesn't want anything. Elisha has to give. So pay back taiva for taiva. What's Gechazi running to do a maifis? That's something, she didn't make a maifis for them. Because Gechazi knew what Elisha's kavana was. He wasn't planning on paying back emes. He wanted chesed emes. Avobein ein lav isha zoke. Va'inyan noira v'niska v'ad lahafli goydel tzikosa shal ashunamis lo'ilavakish lizvorich mi'beben mi'piv shal tzadik poil yeshuas ha'mivakish la'etivima. You think about it for a moment and think about what her position was, the shunamis, and what an opportunity she had over here, and it was totally not, was an oila al-daita for a second to ask. Elisha could do anything to ask for a son. He's going back a little bit. Before, it says he called her and she stood there, and that was it. So we spoke about this. So he has a little bit of a different deal. And he says she stood in the doorway. Before that, it says, Batamai Lufana. And here it says, Batamai Bepesach. This is the second time. In other words, before when he calls her, he says, "Vatamayid lefanav, what should I do for you?" He says, "V'saychami anayti yeshavas." Now that she runs away, and Gehazi says she needs a child, so now Elisha says, "Call her." Vayikrala vatamayid v'pesach. So why is she now in the Pesach? Before when she was called, she came in. Vatamayid lefanav. V'yeshleimar v'pshitas. The first time Elisha calls her, so she's nervous. Maybe he needs something. Maybe he's negavaser. I don't know. What does he need? Maybe he needs something. She runs in. What can I do? This is the first time he's there. So she decided he needs this, he needs that, all the things she gave him. But maybe he needs something else too. Okay, nichnasav atam elefanav. Then she heard what he wanted. He wants to pay back. And she doesn't want. So she's not coming in. He called her. She has to come. If for a moment all of a sudden he decides to give her something, she's already out the door. She's already by the doorway. Quick exit. She's able to escape just in case, because she saw already what his ideas are, what he plans. Amnam Elisha, but she also met her match. Goin hanesina v'hanedivus hayoyoyser zaris mimana uvepitchus atzuma loy nichnas ima b'matza v'matza. Right, Batamid b'pesach. Elisha didn't talk to her. Why? Because he knew if he starts talking, she's out of here. So what did he do? Before she had a chance to run away, he says, before she could run away, she doesn't want to tell you from him. She knew he was going to get. He had the idea of giving a taiva. So before he could continue the conversation, she figured she'd be out of there. It was too late. He zapped her with the bracha before she was able to run away. Yeah.
But sometimes, like, I don't know, is it annoying when you want to do something and people are like insisting to do it for you, when like there's like some people you want to do it, people won't like it.
So right away, she's already, the bracha came, but she's already starts arguing. He's talking the first of her. She thought she doesn't even have a schus to be my lizera shel kayama. There's a certain amount of her own schusim that she needs, even with the bracha of Elisha. So Elisha says she'll have a child. But to be able to keep the child should remain alive, she needs schusim. She thought, even if the bracha comes true, she doesn't have the schusim. Well, her eyes don't have the schusim because she doesn't have a child till now. So Elisha's giving her the child. Okay, he's giving her the child. But to continue with the schusim, who knows? L'chein amra al techazeh. K'moy shepirish agro b'mishlei. Ha'evdo ben shav v'daber chazov hu. Kishav hu dvar ha'sheker me'ikarei. Shebishah sh'amar ha'davar ha'yibelibu l'shanoisei. Shav means that it's entirely sheker from the outset. It was something that a person never planned on doing. He already planned on changing what you said. Because of who shebishah shamar adavar haya believe lasazeh, v'yachar kach shina v'loy asa v'nipsak mimenu asay tadavar azeh. We also say the chazev means the lashon of hafsaka, because chazev is you plan on doing it, but then you're going to stop. Then it stops. There was a change. That's chazev. Uvinyaneinu hashunamis lechosh lechash v'shalom v'alisha shemadayte lekayim dvara. I'm giving you a child. Don't lie to me. as if it's not true. She knew that Elisha is going to do it. For her, it was better to remain childless than to get the child, so to speak, almost be teased by the child and then the child not dying. That a yoledes or keveres is more tzar than an akara shelo yoloda. V'nei, so therefore that's why she said al techazev. V'nei v'atara yisha v'atele ben l'moyr hazeh k'ezchayo shedibar ale Elisha v'yigdal amer ayelen v'yi ayoyim v'yetzel ovel akaitzim v'yom alav v'reishi reishi and etc. and so on and so forth. And she came to the Isha Lekim al Har Carmel. Gehazi, she told Gehazi, here's the Shulamis, Ashunamis, Atarutz Nalikrasa, Vaimala, Shalom Lach, Shalom Yale, Vatayim Shalom. Hinei, Gaido Midasa Shal Elisha Bachzakas HaTaiva. This is also continuing Elisha's Machzik Taiva. Garmala Shalayamtima Boya Elof. When he saw her in the distance coming, he what? Okay, so she's coming. No. I owe her. I owe her things. She did such favors to me. Let me find out what she needs before she gets here. Elohim's daris lishloyach es narei bimarutza. He said, roots nalikrasa. What do you have to run for? Go meet her. No, run. Lohidia shloyma b'shlom b'nei v'esa. To find out what's going on. Kim titzorech lezrasai? Because if she needs my help, yuchal lahaktim ezrasai b'sho oy b'kama regoim. I'll be able to do it even sooner. How much sooner? 10 seconds sooner? 2 minutes sooner? What's the difference? She's coming anyways. No. My amida v'akaras atoiv is to pay her back in the best way possible. And if that means 2 minutes earlier I can help her, that's it. Run, she says. He says to Gehazi, and find out. So if she needs something, we'll be able to pay her back. Yeah.
It's not realistic to give someone that like
no,
happen,
no.
If you learn in halacha, that like even if someone does you a favor, sometimes even like giving them a bracha, so maybe ending them a bracha could be a service.
No, but it's only if you lend someone something. Ribbis is if someone lent you something and pay it back. I did a taiva, and it wasn't as a chayiv that I'm lending you a box of tissues or I'm lending you eggs or something. For ribbis has to, now when you're paying back, I pay back the eggs, and then I give you a bracha that I would not have given you. That called be ribbis dvarim, but it has to start with a lending and a chayiv to pay, an obligation to pay back. So. Right? So especially if we're talking about the nice and the people who give without ever expecting to pay back, it's for sure not a chayv, right? But even Tamizai, if you do a chesed to someone and they pay back the chesed, it's not doing this. There's no obligation really for them. It's not a halva. It has to be a loan that in Hilchus Mamanis and Chayshim Mishpat that they owe you something in order to, if they pay back more, so then there's a problem. The more could be in a lot of different things. The more could be in Devar and the room, could be in niceness and other favors, but if it has to start off with a legitimate chayv. Yeah?
Then
Rivas Barman
was the same thinking.
It's possible, yeah.
You're really not supposed to think
it's much of a loan. Something like that, yeah.
But then it's covered with
holes. Yes, that's a famous story with Rabbi Ruchim, with someone, maybe Rabbi Schwab or something like that, that he lent him money to go home for Pesach or something, and he said thank you. So he screamed at him that it's ribbis, or when he paid him back, maybe, or something like that. And then the next year when he lent him the money, he didn't say anything. So he screamed at him, why didn't you say thank you? So he said, he told me last year after, he said, but your mida v'akaras hatayif, I should have seen you fighting with yourself that you want to say thank you, but you couldn't because of the itzer. I didn't see that. So I said, you're lacking in your akaras hatayif. So.
I saw a man who had money, and
I'm like,
yeah, I'm not
going
to
thank you
for the whole
thing.
He just like laughed,
and
it looked like funny.
I'm
like, okay, no big deal.
So, relationship with you? You're borrowing something from someone?
What time are you paying back a debt?
No, I didn't borrow.
Are you borrowing it?
Right. Why can't you see
it? Also.
You really can't have altar?
I think so.
Also,
I'll look up the Swarm. I'll look up the Swarm exactly what's included in the Swarm.
It's only if you're not going to
Well, all ribbis is only if you're giving it because of the chayv. If you would have given it anyways, then it's not ribbis. Okay, back to where we are.
About what we learned that you can't eat after chatzut.
Yeah.
That's not what we hope.
I said that.
You did?
Yeah. I didn't hear that part. Okay. So he ends off this part and he says, this Inyan is Naira Viniskov. When you think about how much he wanted, remember, he already gave her a ben. He already, if you would ask him who owes who now, she owes him a lot more than he owes her for Aliyah's Kirkatana, she has a ben. Right? And still, his Hargosha and his Medaikir, roots Nali Krasa, to run. There's no extra words here in the Navi. Roots, run. Why? Those extra couple of minutes, those extra couple of seconds are included in what I want to pay back. We'll stop over here. We'll continue tomorrow and hopefully finish it up.
Thank you.